afternoon.
Hey, Brock, if you hadn't had OTA, would you have been able to run out?
If there was no OTA today, I would have gone to the White House. You know, I think it would have been a tremendous experience to meet the president and to, you know, celebrate that championship with those players that are going today.
What is it, I mean, obviously it was more important to be here at this time to keep learning this team instead of going?
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's what my answer was last week. I stand by that answer. My answer hasn't changed. I believe that every single practice, every single rep, every single meeting that I can get in this new offense is the most important thing for myself and my teammates right now. And so, yes, I stand by what I said last week.
Hey, Brock, talk about Tom Savage. You got to spend time with Tom in Arizona. What have you seen about him? What do you like about him? And how much has he helped you make the transition here?
Well, with Tom, what's not to like? You know, Tom, first of all, is a tremendous person. He's a tremendous teammate. He works his tail off in the meeting room, in the weight room, on the practice field. You know, he's a guy that you want in your corner. You know, I really can't say enough. Tom is a tremendous teammate. You know, and as far as you know, Tom helping myself make the jump and the transition into this offense, he's been great. You know, he's starting in Arizona. We had lots of conversations out there about the language of the offense, the verbiage of the offense. And then even out here, you know, continuing today, you know, Tom and Brandon, for that matter, you know, we're all pushing for each other to do great. We're all in each other's corner in the practice field. You know, if you know, the other guy's going and the other two are out, we sit there and we have conversations about football. We pick each other's brain. And at the end of the day, we really just support each other and want to see the other guy do great.
With J.J. Watt coming back for today, did that change anything for you personally?
You know, it didn't change anything for me, but you definitely felt his presence. J.J. is a tremendous football player, and it was good to have him back out there.
I know you and DeAndre are working toward, you know, the chemistry and all that you need. Why is it so important to have that trust between quarterback and receiver?
Well, I think the trust between quarterback and receiver is so important because, you know, decisions need to be made in, you know, milliseconds out there on the field, and you need to almost know what the other guy's thinking and exactly what he's going to do. You know, there's not a lot of time to have conversations on the field during the game, and so that's where the trust and the practice comes into play. And I think through practice, through off-field, off-site throwing sessions and things like that, that's where you build that trust, that's where you build that cohesion, and you can get on the same page with the wide receiver.
How would you describe your relationship with Hopkins right now?
Hop and I have a tremendous relationship. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, I just respect his work ethic. You know, I respect that he comes to work every day and he works to be great. You know, he wants to get better every single day. And that's, you know, that's just not Hop. You know, that's all those wide receivers. You know, all those guys, all those skilled guys are in the building every day. They're working hard. They're working at their craft, trying to get better. And you know, we're all working towards the same goal. And that's really what's important.
How would you rate your knowledge now of the offense and kind of the philosophy that George and Bill are trying to impart to you?
Well, it's better than day one, but I still have a long ways to go. There's a lot I still have to learn. There's a lot that I still need to rep on the practice field and things that we need to talk through. But it's better than day one, but I still have a very, very long ways to go.
In terms of catch radius, I know you've worked with many receivers. What's his like in terms of just, you know, the amount of space that you can throw to it and still a catchable football?
Yeah, you know, it's very – Hop is a very unique wide receiver. He's a wide receiver that you love to have on your side. You know, with him, I don't know if there's anything that's really not catchable as long as you put it in bounds. And so, you know, that's very comforting as a quarterback. You know, he's always saying, just throw it up, I'll go get it. And so as a quarterback, you love hearing that.